This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There were some internet problems in the shed attached to my garage up at the house today, so we find ourselves, well, I do anyway, in the studios in a nearly deserted Marketplace World headquarters in downtown Los Angeles. And I'll tell you, it's weird. It's familiar, but completely not. And a lot of people are having that same reaction as they go back to their offices for the first time since March to get an office chair or a plant or some supplies as they realize they're going to be working up from home for a while. It's bizarre, honestly, and kind of emotional, too. Marketplace's Mario Segura asked some people to record themselves as they made the trek back.
It's a Saturday morning in late August, and Tony Orr is sitting in his car outside his office building in a suburb of Philadelphia. Or as a lawyer for a solar power company, he came back to grab some stuff. He hasn't been here since March.
Driving in, and now that I'm looking at the front door, it's that weird mix of, like, really familiar and totally foreign.
Like when you walk around your old high school or hometown.
I'm going to throw on some rubber gloves so that I don't have to touch anything inside, and my mask, and head on in.
Or takes the elevator to the third floor. He's been really cautious during the pandemic, so he's a little nervous when he gets there and sees some lights on.
Hopefully that doesn't mean somebody's here. But I guess I will find out.
On a different morning, across the country in Seattle, Vincent Chan is leaving his house, rare for a weekday. He's in his car at a stoplight, on the way to pick up some things from the office, like a photo of his husband and their dog that he kept on his desk.
I really miss this morning sun, actually. It's nice to be outside.
Chan, who works at a fintech startup downtown, used to have this routine. He'd wake up around 5:30 in the morning, go for a run, shower, and then head to the office. But these days,
I do things that maybe aren't so great, like just roll out of bed and hop directly into work with a bowl of cereal in my hand.
Outside his company's suite on the 21st floor, he has to take his temperature with a no-touch thermometer on the wall.
97.6. Should be good to go.
He scans his security card at the door. It won't open. Back in Pennsylvania, Tony Orr gets through his office door just fine. No one's around.
It's really weird being in here. A few of my colleagues have been coming in from time to time. Looks like one of them completely redecorated his office.
He walks down the hall.
All right, here is my office. Everything just as I left it.
Like a pile of receipts, which he's not sure he ever submitted for a reimbursement. His final stop is the fridge. He's looking for some craft beers a coworker gave him in March.
The drawer is empty. Darn.
Beer theft aside, he says he does miss his coworkers, but not much else.
You know, commuting in, I was thinking, okay, well, I don't really miss driving every day. Sort of mixed feelings as I grab my box and head back out to the parking lot.
He says he can't imagine doing 5 days a week in the office again. In Seattle, Vincent Chan is stuck in the vestibule outside his locked office, looking through the glass. The furniture has been moved around, and he notices
there's a giant Pikachu over there that used to be at someone's desk, and he's sitting in one of the chairs that isn't upside down. It's weird. I miss it.
He gets a message from HR. They can't get a hold of the person who could give him badge access, so Chan is not getting in today.
I don't have any more reason to be here, but I just can't help myself. I'm just standing here looking at the office. It's so close.
Eventually, he gets in his car and drives home.
It feels like not getting closure. That was my opportunity to say goodbye to the office for however long this goes on. And I don't get that.
Later that day, he tells me he knows how lucky he is to still have a job, especially one where he can work from home. But this whole thing has been hard. He doesn't know when his company will send him back to the office, if ever. And like a lot of us, he hasn't had the chance to grieve his old life. I'm Mariel Segura for Marketplace.